don't live in the same house as me. This is going to be fun. Plus, we got Joe Exotic breaking down Tiger King and pros and cons of broadcasting from our houses.
This is Roundtable 105 on Radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
Hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
And I'm very good.
And this is in regard to what?
Yeah. Who wants to know?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
I think this is Sean, I think.
Oh, hey, Sean.
Hey, Greg. We used to share an office.
Oh, long time ago.
No, speak English. Got to go.
Oh, there's Boner. Hey, buddy. How you been?
Oh, Boner no here. He walk away to... He don't live here. That's what I meant.
Technology's great. We just you know, come after everybody when they don't know.
Yeah, like out of nowhere, all of a sudden I'm trying to sit here and drink beers, and then there's Sean wanting to do some stuff.
Wait a minute, you have beer?
Yeah, I got beer.
See, y'all just told me to get on the computer and come downstairs. I can't go back upstairs and get beer. I told my wife I was working.
Me too, and I grabbed a 12-pack and ran down.
You think too far ahead.
No. Oh, no, that's thinking perfectly correctly ahead.
I'm going to go talk with my friends. I need some beers. I need some supplies. Got to get through this. I mean...
Yeah, duh.
What's cool about doing this from a home is like it's a judgment free zone. We can really do anything as long as we make mouth noises.
Hey, after watching Joe Exotic, anything goes at this point.
What do you think about Joe Exotic?
Is good he, like, Lord Almighty. Yeah, for children under 8.
I never watched a documentary that was just so wild, and it just kept getting better with every episode like that.
It's you know, I watched the first episode and I said maybe not episode 2, and then I watched episode 2 and then I started going, yeah, that guy's pretty cool, and no that guy's not pretty. Oh, okay, well, this guy's pretty. No, that guy's not pretty. Neither is that one. No one is cool in this thing.
Yeah, I have not watched any of it because somebody thought it was a great idea to put out season 3 of Ozark. So,
yeah. I started Tiger King, and I was already 2 episodes in when Ozark came out on Friday, and I had to finish Tiger King before I get into Ozark, which now is, once we get done with this, that's what I'm jumping into.
All right, Greg, have you watched any of the Ozark yet?
I have not watched any of the Ozark, not even episode 1 of season 1.
Oh, my God. You haven't watched this show at all?
I have not.
Oh, Greg. Oh, you're going to have the best quarantine.
I wish I could go back in time and erase my memory and have Greg right now and watch
it. Oh, man, that would be wonderful. Yeah.
I do have this to add because I really am interested in Ozark now because a friend of mine is in season 3.
Humble brag.
His name is Adam Cook. He runs the Ringgold Playhouse there in, of course, Ringgold. And he had some speaking scenes with Jason Bateman. Now, whether or not he has yet to see any of those scenes that he shot with Jason Bateman in season 3 yet, but he had to keep it a secret. He couldn't tell anybody he had done it until the season came out, and I haven't heard from him yet. So a lot of it may have ended up on the cutting room floor. You just never know.
Well, I'm sure that if it did not end up on the cutting room floor, I guarantee he's seen it. That's not something that you go, you know what? I could watch, see whether I'm on this show, but I'll probably go cut the grass. Baloney.
No, you watch it.
Yeah, of course he watched it. He came out on Friday, and that's what he did Friday.
Okay.
You know, they filmed that show at Lake Lanier, which is close by?
Right.
Yeah, down right. Near Atlanta.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's, I don't know, just makes it more local every time I watch and try to see things like, oh, do I not? I don't know that spot. I wish I did, but I don't.
Yeah. And well, since neither of you have watched it, I'll obviously not give any spoilers. I've got about, I think, 30 minutes left in the season before I'm finished with it.
Okay.
So I'm on the last episode of season 3, and I'll just say it's great.
Oh, so, that's,
I'm,
and
I'm
the whole entire series, Greg, is great. If you've obviously you've never watched it, but you know, Sean, you've seen seasons 1 and 2, correct?
Yeah, it's great. Now, Cowboy Hat Guy, he's not in season 3. Just the wife of his is, right? He didn't.
Yeah.
Okay. So what? I didn't. No spoilers.
Sorry.
I turned my brain off after season 2, and I'm like, I just was like, I don't think Cowboy Hat Guy made season 3.
Yeah. Okay. And we won't say anymore, but it's great. The show is awesome. I highly recommend it.
All right.
It really is.
Dude. All right.
Jason Bateman's busy. Like, he's in every show ever.
He has been a little bit busy lately.
Like, I remember Jason Bateman. Like, what was he like? Like, back in the day, in like a sitcom, like Valerie's Family. Like, he's been doing stuff since I was like 6. I guess, I don't know.
Shut up. 6 years old.
I don't want to hear
right? that. Like, that no. joke came out and I was 40.
Yeah, Greg was like, first. He wasn't 40. He was late 30s. Tops.
That was like,
so, but Greg, you're still putting it down, though. You know, you're, you know, whatever age you are, I heard you celebrated Whiskey Day pretty well.
Oh, yeah. I had, you know, a little bit of Canebrake whiskey. Well, when was Whiskey Day? You see, if you celebrated Whiskey Day, you cannot remember what day it was.
Oh, was that the picture I saw with the cigar?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I don't know anything about it. Yeah.
Nothing. I heard you Saturday morning on the air, and you're like,
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, so it was Friday. That was when Whiskey Day was, Friday. All right.
Yeah, whatever.
Right? I forgot about it.
No matter.
Oh, another thing I found is you know, people are quarantine cleaning, and we cleaned out the closet that is in the man cave so that I will have an actual place to broadcast from. I'm seriously sitting on my couch holding my microphone most of the time.
Oh, but now you can go in the closet.
That's right.
Ah,
and then I'll come out. Yeah, and say, surprise, guess what? Anyway, bad joke.
Greg, get out of the closet. It's dinner time.
Yeah.
Never.
But
never.
Don't judge me.
I finally have a free hand. Leave me alone. It's like, I finally have some free space. Leave me alone. The closet's nice.
That's right. That's right. But my mother-in-law, who lives up in Indiana, she was
back to the closet with you.
Yeah, she was doing some quarantine cleaning and ran across some postcards from 1955 that Michelle's grandparents had come and stayed here in Chattanooga several years ago in 1955. And yes, Sean, that was before I was born.
Was it?
Oof.
So Boner is our sound effect guy. But anyway, one of the postcards is from, I think it was 3201 South Broad Street. It was the Albert Pick Motel, which is now Moccasin Ooh. Bend Brewery.
Ah, sounds swanky.
Yeah. 175 rooms, 24-hour telephone service in 1955.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That was swanky.
What a dick. Were you operating the front desk, connecting phone calls via wires?
Yeah, I was the AV guy.
You unplug one quarter inch into one to connect it to the other room.
Got an RCA jack here.
Oh, wow. You guys
Sorry,
are mean.
I love you, Greg.
Mean in quarantine.
I'll just go over here by myself.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to be nice in quarantine because you really don't have a chance to make friends.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You have to be very nice. You have to be very, very nice. Very nice.
Wish Not if you stay in the basement where I've been.
Well, see, you can be nice if you self-isolate from your other family members. You're right. You don't have to be nice. You have to be nice to yourself. But as the moment you step out. Been.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Me likes me.
Oh, yes. I love me.
Oh,
and
do you
me
now.
Loves me, too.
You're a real handful, I'm sure.
Oh, not really, but yeah.
You think your pets like the fact that you're on quarantine and are home all the time?
It is freaking the pets out. We have two dogs. We have the oldest one is he is pacing the floors all the time. There's no need to brag about the beer boner. Thank you very much.
What? I was just letting you know I had another one.
Well,
ready to roll.
Maybe that was a soda of some kind.
No, it wasn't.
But it is true that animals sense that there is something wrong going on. Because everybody is at home now, and normally we are not all at home at the same time for 7 days a week.
So it's even right. aggravating to the dogs.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, they're probably like, what's going on? I had to go somewhere.
I hadn't really asked my dogs about that, so I didn't
really care about their opinion.
But, no, I mean, you know, and they usually, you know, kind of keep them, they don't talk much, so.
So Boner apparently in the last 2 weeks has lost all social graces.
I was just belched all the way through.
I'm sure I'm wearing a pair of whitey tighties right now with his feet up on the desk.
I told you, you don't have to be nice when you're alone in the basement. I thought I made myself clear.
He's like Cousin Eddie down there.
We are all turning into feral disc jockeys.
Well, you know what? I said it last week. You know, I don't know who thought it was a great idea to give. Probably, if you think about the different industries in the world, mm-hmm. you know, the biggest morons on the face of the planet have to be DJs.
Exactly.
Yeah, and right. you gave a bunch of DJs broadcast equipment, said, here, take this, go home, sit by yourself, unsupervised, and do whatever you want.
Say things, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, talk on the radio about stuff. There's no one here to tell you what to do. Go ahead. This should be good. So...
for every station across the country. So, I mean, you have to feel like, you know, top, you know, ivory tower people are just like clinched up all the time. Like, we gave every DJ their own home radio station.
Who did that? Oh, God. Yeah.
Are you sure? We don't even drug test these people.
I bet they do when we come back.
Like there's going to be
you idiots on the air. You are all getting drug tests.
Now?
I don't know what gave you the idea that we need to be. We were all working from home.
All right. I'm going to need approximately 2 weeks to study.
Yeah, me too. I want to make sure I do it right. I don't want any problems.
I don't want to mess this up at all. Yeah.
I take my test seriously.
I need this class.
Yeah, I need this job. I don't want you guys to look down on me because I had bad results.
Oh, I can't fail your stupid test.
I was drug tested.
Radio. There's the lack of tests. It was just, hey, can you talk? Yeah. All right. Cool. Shut up.
I was actually drug tested for a job years ago. And
in radio?
Yeah, in radio. And you know, I got back they flew me to, this was in Long Island, New York. So they flew me from Tampa to Long Island. They had a car pick me up, take me directly to the drug testing place.
Before the interview.
Yeah. Took my drug test and then they brought me over to the radio station for the actual interview. And they brought me in there.
Any reason to think that you wouldn't pass this test? And I'm like,
you idiots gave me 3 weeks.
Nope, should be good.
All good.
But the answer I wanted to give them was, what are you, insane? You know, it's a given that we're, you know, that we're on drugs. And
that's why they don't want to know.
Just a bonus if we don't show up for the interview, high. So. That wasn't the answer I gave him. And I'm also none of us are on drugs. We're just joking.
Oh yeah, all of this is just joking.
The fact that you did though have a radio job where you had a drug interview is pretty wild, because anybody who's working this business is like, huh? That's why a lot of people get into this business. Like, do they drug test where you guys work? We're like, nope. I want to go that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how many times. Do they drug test? No. Can you get me a job there? You know.
No.
Not now. Not now.
Don't lead with that question. No.
But it is kind of cool. You guys having fun with it? I mean, I hear you guys on the air during your breaks, and I mean, you sound good, engaging. You know, I feel like I know what you guys are up to, which is super cool. And it's just so different, because you usually get the vibe of being in the studio, but now we're just kind of like in a closet in the basement or in the man cave, whatever, wherever we are.
In our true form.
Exactly. You like it?
I'm going to be honest with you and say no. I mean, it's getting easier. And I will say that, you know, last week it was very, very difficult trying to get all this stuff set up and then trying to figure out, all right, so the computer is actually now way over here. Mm-hmm. This is way over here. The mic's over here. You know, it's everything's just in a different spot, and it makes it really very usually, we all know. We all sit in the same studio, and your eyes go to the same spot. And now my eyes got to go over here and then look over here and then do all this. It's getting easier to do. But, you know, would I rather do it in the actual studio? Absolutely. And do I miss actually being around people? Definitely.
Yeah, I miss that a lot more than I thought I would.
Yeah, I kind of do too. Like, I kind of take all that for granted. All those, like, you guys know better than anybody, all the shows. I'm like, I got to work early. I'm leaving early. Yeah. I regret every one of those now.
Right. No, you don't. What a lie.
No, I do, because I can't do it. I'm like, man, I wish I went to the, you know, staying at Dirty Honey with Greg or whatever. I just didn't. I just went home. And now I'm stuck here and don't have the option to say no to Greg.
Well, the good thing is that, you know, this is all going to end at some point.
Exactly.
And you will once again have the option to turn Greg down.
All right, fair.
So, you know, it's all going to be okay.
All right, good.
Yeah, I mean, you'll do one full show with him and then be like, okay, well, never mind, forget
he's
it.
He's not as cool as you thought he was.
Yeah, no, next time I'll stay for the opener. Yeah.
I think we lost Greg, dude.
Dude, bummer. Well,
bummer, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, well,
it's better than we got 18 minutes with all three of us, and just behind the scenes last week, we tried recording a podcast and got 0 minutes with the three of us. So I'd say we're making waves here.
Yeah, but the good thing is that, well, now you and I can get started and actually have some fun on this thing.
Right, I know. Greg was just dragging us down there with all his Gregness.
No, he's like the anchor that drags the ship down. But now he's gone.
Stop sinking the ship, Greg. I think the streetlights came on. He had to go to bed.
No, he's not in bed. He went back into the closet with his nice free open hand now.
And his computer with his headphones.
Actually, he probably kicked us off and said, screw this. I'm going back into the closet. I got work to do.
It's called the rampant reading.
And by reading, I don't mean reading.
No, just in the closet alone.
So, hey, you know what? Earlier, you know, I was sitting outside, and I was thinking that, you know, Dave Brenner, our friend from Theory of a Dead Man, lives in Chattanooga. And, you know, his wife is a doctor and works at the hospital. So I was thinking about him. And so I gave dude a shout earlier. And nice, yeah, I talked to him for a little bit. He's, you know, sitting at home watching his kids, losing his mind. Pretty much. I'm like, dude, you're in good company. The whole world's losing their minds sitting around watching their kids. But it was just funny because of all the times, you know, that we've been like, hey, why don't we do something, you know, do this or do that. By the time he and I got off the phone, which is, you know, I talked to him for 10, 15 minutes, something like that. But he's like, hey, if you need me to like come on the radio or something, or, you know, we could do an interview or we could just chat.
Sure, dude. Come on over.
I'm like, nah, you probably got your hands full. I'm good.
But that's perfect. Like, that's such a good move for like a rock star or any famous person right now, where you can't get too close to do anything. Offer to just do all kinds of things that you can't do anyway. Like, ah, sure, dude, I'd love to come on your show sometime. Coronavirus, can't. I'm sorry. I mean,
he did say that, hey, well, you know, let's get on and, you know, do some kind of chat or whatever. And you know, I had problems with the microphone getting together and doing this whole podcast business. So I'm like, dude, I haven't even figured this out yet. It still took me another few hours to get to that. But I said, you know, if I can figure it out, then, you know, maybe we could do something like that. That'd be cool.
We could probably send him an invite and see if he wants to jump on here with us.
Yeah, right. You know, I don't know if he's got mics to do that, but, you know, whatever. I would assume he probably does.
He's probably got a better setup than our station. He's the guitarist for Theory. He's probably taking
good. Yeah, well, it's funny because he's like, so what are, you know, what do they set you up with? And I told him, and he's like, ah, come on. I'm like, I said, I know, dude. I haven't even taken it out of the box. I got my own mic'd over here.
But that would be cool, man, because Dave is in Chattanooga, and like, just checking in with different people around town that we can connect with and throw them on would be super cool, just to see how life is going. And going back to what you said a little bit ago, just human interaction. Like, we're actually talking with people live that don't live with us. And it's like, wow, this is cool.
Oh, I know.
What the hell? Come on.
Back from.
Damn it.
Oh, I thought we kicked him out of here. And said, do you want to kick this guy out? And I said, yes.
Son of a bitch.
Kick him out again. Get rid of him. Kick him out.
I don't want to do it. He's.
I know. You kicked him out last time. Where's the button for me to do it? No, I mean, welcome back, Greg.
What happened? I'm just, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
We were just talking about the great, you know, setup we're using. Apparently, what happened? Yours just kicked you off. Said he doesn't want to record you anymore. You used your word limits. Good day, sir. Ah, speaking of. I mean, we're going to all be alcoholics on my 600-pound life when this is over. Cousin Eddie.
What?
I'm trying to just drink seltzer.
No, you're not.
But it's just, I am. But it's got 6% alcohol.
Oh, seltzer. It's like, you jackass.
I was doing seltzer Sunday, and I had some left over.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to come up with new things to do. I was like, ooh, I have seltzer. Uh-huh. Sunday. But I tried the Bud Light.
Yesterday.
What about today?
Huh. Oh, you should run by Sean's house. He's got a whole case of Zima. You can...
I can share it with you.
Well, when he runs out of seltzer, he's going back to Zima.
I wish they had Zima, dude. If I had a closet full of Zima and Red Dog, I'd be
you
living.
Giant pussback.
Nah, dude, Zima was, I don't know. I remember Zima was in a cool bottle. That's it. I didn't really.
I bought 1 6-pack of Zima, and I remember exactly where I bought it. My buddies and I all drove down to Miami and went to a Miami Marlins
which, you know, now is the Florida Marlins, but went to a Marlins Reds game, and I was, you know, drinking beers at the game, and then they cut you off. So I'm like, oh, I don't think I could handle another beer. And we stopped at like a convenience store, and I'm like, well, let's try this crap out. And crap it was. So, yeah, I didn't drink any more of those after I finished that six pack. Yeah.
No, I did not know that. You learned something on this podcast. Thanks, Greg.
Le Zimal.
Zimal. What other crappy alcohols did you drink? Like, I remember I had a Mad Dog 2020, maybe some.
I've had it, I think, once. Boone's Farm was the first thing I ever drank in my life.
Yeah. I think everybody was.
Tickle Pink. Yeah. And there was some. Was it Tickle Pink? I think there was some sort of stupid strawberry one.
I think you're right.
But Strawberry Hill. Yeah. And that was the. I don't know. No, that was Blueberry Hill. That was out, and when, out, back, out when you were a teenager. Yeah, the two old guys. Yeah, those were. There's the.
Yeah. There was, and the thing is, it's funny. When I was six, I was actually walking in the convenience store, and they were selling it to me, which is wild looking back on.
There's the movie with Pauly Shore. What is it, Son-in-Law, where he walks up to the two old dudes? Are you Bartles or James?
It's about it, yeah. When I think back, like, I bought like beer throughout high school. Like, it just, and I just was like, oh yeah, I used to buy beer there, and I'm like, huh? Like, why would you sell me beer? Like, I was the beer guy. Like, I was a bigger dude. So they were like, oh, he's fat. He must be old. So
takes a long time to put on that kind of weight.
Yeah, it takes at least 21 years for that kind of fat. So, yeah, I just became the beer guy. I bought, like, a keg and had, like, keg parties where I charged people, like, $5 for a cup. Like, I don't know. I just was, like, the guy they sold beer to us.
Oh.
Always had affinity for beer. It's kept my, you know, the fat on for all these years, too.
So. Well, the funny thing is I remember being back in, you know, in high school and everybody drinking, you know, the cheapest beer that they could get their hands on. And even from a young age, far too young to even be drinking beer, I was more of a connoisseur and wasn't going to drink. No, not really, but it sounded good. But if everybody else was drinking, you know, the worst beer, I'm like, man, just here's an extra $2. Get me a six pack of this. And so I drank something else. Well, I mean, I just didn't like them. I'm like, well, these beers suck. I don't want to drink that, which is why I exclusively drink, you know, Sweetwater 420, the official beer of Boner. Unless I can't afford it.
Oh, that was Milwaukee's best ice.
The Beast.
The Beast. Put Milwaukee right on the map.
Oh, yeah. Many a time I've enjoyed one while skipping school on a Friday.
Yeah. I probably gave you a beer that day if you were in high school.
And it's not per beer.
No, then you go inside and you drink till the keg.
Yeah, burns. until you kill the keg, and then you look at it and go, well, I could keep these profits or get another keg.
No, at the end of the night, too, you got to make sure nobody steals your keg because that shit is worth money. You got to bring that back. You get your deposit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. That's a $55, bucks, man.
Yeah, you got to watch these people. They try to take the tap, too. I don't, you know, because once you have your own tap, you don't have to lay out the money to get a new one. So sometimes.
Yeah, if you can.
When you acquire one, you don't want to lose.
Right. Right. Or if you can, you know, swipe a keg from somebody and then use that as your return keg. Then,
even better.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying I've done this. I'm just simply saying that
people. So when you were young and you're trying to make money, Greg, you got anything to add?
I love boys.
Did he hang up on us? He just texted me.
I don't know.
For whatever reason, it kicked me out, it says. And I'm sure for whatever reason, he kicked himself out.
Yeah, probably. He never was that bright.
It's all right.
But, you know, whatever. So
it's all. He was just mad because he didn't have any seltzers to drink, and we did.
I don't have any seltzer. I got manly beer for a manly man.
I have plenty of beers. I just chose to go seltzer tonight. I didn't know we were recording this podcast until we started recording it. So you get what you get.
Well, I mean, I didn't know we were recording it either. I had already started drinking beers. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. Hey, you want to record? I don't care. Let's go skydiving. I don't care.
Sounds good.
No matter to me, either way, I'm not upstairs. Exactly. With the rest of the family.
I'm down. This is just one night out of seven that we get to record each other while we're drinking.
I mean, this has been fun because, again, I have not talked to anybody in days. So it's just good fun to actually, get on and talk to you ding-dongs.
I know,
I mean, really, the idea is, you know, stay connected, try and stay. And I've tried to do a little more of this over the last few days because I do realize that, you know, when I'm hanging out at home, I'm bored. You know, there's no interaction. I'm not seeing people at the store every day. I'm not seeing people at work. I'm not seeing anybody. So, you know, trying to stay in touch with my friends and, you know, my family a little bit better. That's what we mean. You know, we say stay home, stay safe, stay connected, but stay connected to people because that's really what is truly going to get us through all of this.
I agree. I mean, just having those, you know, conversations, and this has been great tonight, man. I appreciate your time. I just told Greg, I mean, even though he's gone to sleep now, appreciate his.
Well, we could resume the podcast when he wakes up at 4, you know.
Yes. He got the early bird special.
Well, at his age, I mean, you got to get a jump. You know, the old timers, they get to McDonald's for the free coffee, you know, early.
That's a good point. And he may, I haven't asked about this, but he may even get free, the early access to the grocery stores to get food, the toilet paper.
Ooh.
And stuff. Maybe we have a line on that right now.
Hey, and you know what? That brings up a question with me. If, I mean, the older people, they get to get into the stores a little bit earlier, which is awesome. But
he literally just texted, I swear to God, laugh it up, I get the TP first. He said he. I'm going to write back, we are.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure beer is not on sale at that point. So if you were older, do you have to now go back to the store to get beer? I don't know. Drag. That would suck. That's going to cut into, your 11 a.m. nap.
And Greg can still hear us. He just can't talk. His mic stopped working. He ran out of his word limit.
What'd you set his at, like 12?
Yeah, we don't want him to say too much.
We want you to rest up. Rest up.
We don't want you to get too tired. Sorry, Greg. We love you, dude. He can hear us. This is awesome.
It's just the fact that, you know, I didn't think he could hear us that, you know, was made it more fun. But now that he can, we need.
That's what made that text message so funny is that we thought he just randomly sent that, but he heard us.
Well, then we should probably end this now if he can still hear us.
I agree.
Because
it's not as fun.
No.
All right. Good night, Greg.
Night, Greg. Night, John boy.
My honor.
Yeah, you take care, Sean, and stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home. Stay connected, would you?
I will. You too.
Will do.